It is episode number 21. We are here with Beyond the Sermon Total Eclipse Edition.
Ah, oh, I love it.
Good stuff. We are in the Batcave at North River Church, a.k.a.
Podcast Heaven.
Podcast Heaven. Sitting here with Scotty the Body Curlin, who pounded, I'm talking about, flat destroyed the nachos at Simply Mexican.
You know, when it's time to man up, I mean,
I was not able to do that the last time, but Scott was up to the challenge.
You just had an off day.
I had an off day.
You'll
That's
get it
true.
Next time.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't say that Janie and I ate it Friday and split.
It was a meal or two.
But we may have. We may have. So
today's a celebration. You know, Eclipse Day. I mean, I was in the moment. You know?
So on one of mine and Wendy's first dates, we went for a hike and ended up at Red Lobster, and my wife does not like fish, but we ended up there, and I decided, they offered the special, and I decided I'll take the special. What I didn't notice until they brought the food to us was that it was a meal for two that I ordered. Well, she ordered her own food, and so she ate her food and then watched me eat a meal for two.
You wore it out.
I wore it out.
There you go. That's good. So Scott's here, and Adam Reed, family pastor extraordinaire, running man. How you been doing, bud?
I am well.
You're running?
Doing well. Yeah.
A lot?
Little. No, not a lot. Just a little bit. Enough to keep me going right now.
Yeah.
So,
Hashtag Lake House Goals.
Yeah, no, not quite there. Yeah. But, you know, just enough to keep me sane.
There you go.
I'll
I like it
that way.
I like it. So our family this past week officially joined the YMCA.
All right.
Yep.
Nice.
YMCA.
Are we sponsored by Parish YMCA?
This episode we are sponsored this year. They gave us a good discount, so this year we're sponsored by the YMCA. Actually, they didn't. It was, you know, you'd think a Christian organization would give a minister's discount.
They didn't do
They
that.
Don't. No. Okay. No minister discount here at the local Parish YMCA, right? Way to
now
go,
we're
guys.
We're bashing our sponsor.
Oh, wait, we don't need to do that, do we?
This just in. Our sponsor has withdrawn. That's it.
We are now sponsored by
M&M's,
which are sitting on the table before us as we talk today. Scott, you've been
as
eating a lot of M&M's.
As we talk about working out,
we're eating M&M's. Yeah, that's awesome. That's good. So, anything good going on in the world these days besides, of course, the total eclipse? Except we are not in, new word, The totality zone, where we will see the entire moon eclipse the sun. So here's the thing I'm wondering, though. Back in the day, before Facebook,
right,
and everybody knew everything in the world, I wonder what people like that had no technology, no understanding of total eclipses
they
or anything
all
like
went
that.
Blind.
You think so? I mean, I'm wondering that if that happened.
Oh,
so.
Man.
I would imagine, you know, their farmer's almanac and stuff like that. That
would give them a heads up.
Give them a heads up.
Yeah.
People were more red, I guess, at that time. And
yeah.
Maybe they...
Like the color red?
No.
Like okay.
They were better well-read.
I got you. And
gingers
like
everywhere.
Books.
Gingers everywhere. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Sounds so amazing to you, doesn't it, Scotty?
Yes.
That's good. Well, good deal.
I'm a little bit worried about the moon, though. It, you know, melting since it is made of cheese.
Yeah, that's true. That's.
But. Did y'all see the study that came out that said Americans are addicted to cheese?
Hey,
I did.
Did
not
you
see
that?
I didn't have to see it. It's.
I lived. You experienced that, huh?
We all had queso for lunch.
That so. Is, yes. We did have queso. But I did wonder. They didn't say queso, so I'm thinking. Maybe they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
Because yeah, nobody's really addicted to cheese. Everybody's addicted to queso.
You should stay at my house.
y'all buy stock in the cheese company.
Right. So I got a question for you guys. If the moon was made out of spare ribs, would you eat it?
You got to do your Harry Carey voice, right?
You walked in too late.
I did.
Scott and I were
that.
Watching an old SNL.
Is that Will Ferrell? I think it's Will Ferrell.
I think
isn't
it is Will Ferrell.
Oh,
yeah, doing the Harry
so
Carey
funny.
Science. And he asked that question: if the moon was made out of spare ribs,
would you eat it?
Would you eat it?
Which is a legitimate awesome. Question.
I mean, that is a good one. I did see this image. I'm going to show it to you guys, so you'll be able to see it.
Are you talking to the podcast
people? No, not they. If you can see it and you listen to this podcast, we need to take this show on the road, boys. Yeah. We need to do that. But here it is. It says, "That's no moon." You see that?
The Death
see
Star.
See that? It's
baby.
The Death Star that's covering up the sun these days.
That's
so
great.
Darth Vader's on the way.
We're in trouble. Wait.
Yep, the Emperor is going to reign. So.
And don't worry, if you miss this eclipse, 30 years from now, roughly, there'll be one back in Tampa, total eclipse.
Sweet.
True story.
Right. That'll be good. So, and granted, we'll probably still be at North River.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we'll have so. We'll be tenured here. Adam will be...
I'll be like 70.
70,
so.
Yeah.
Addie,
you may
me,
be...
I might not be on staff anymore.
You'll be a family pastor emeritus.
That's right.
That's good. Let's see, 30 years from now, I'll be 64. I'll just be hitting my prime, baby.
That's right.
We'll be
that's
good.
Right.
We'll be good. The sermons will extend to about an hour and 15 or 20 minutes, you know.
Yes.
Everybody will be coming going, is he ever going to finish? Yeah.
I'll be at that age where I can fall asleep in a message and not get in trouble.
That's
so,
it. Yeah. Absolutely.
The building will be phase 7 by that point.
Yeah, we ought to be. We ought to be that far by then. We'll probably have taken over Parrish by then.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's right.
So that's good. Good deal. Well, we have gathered once again to talk about the message from Sunday, and so I figure I would turn it over to you guys and see if y'all had any thoughts on the message.
Good, Scotty.
You want me to start
off?
I love this series that we're in. I'll first say that. I think it's absolutely great to go through James together. And this is what this was week 3, is that right? Week 3.
This is it. Yeah, it was week 3 this past week.
And
now pause for a second, Scotty. Tell them if they happen to miss it, you know, because they were on their deathbed, which is the only legitimate reason
exactly.
to miss church.
That's the only
right?
reason you should miss.
If they happen to miss it, how can they catch up?
That is a great question. So if you're listening to this
shameless plug.
If you're listening to this podcast, you can actually find it on the same outlet that
probably
you are
right
listening
above
to this
or right below.
Yeah, that's right. Right below. You can find it on our Facebook page. You can also find it on our church website, gonorthriver.org/media or resources. I can't remember. It's one of those. Google that.
Yeah.
Backslash.
That's good.
I
think you need to / Scotty the Body.
Ooh, I like it. We'll work on that.
Okay, good. We'll work on that.
Podbean is also an option. You can also find it through your Android or iPhone podcast app.
Sweet.
So find us there.
So basically what you're saying is there's no reason anyone should miss a message
that's
at
right.
North River Church.
Absolutely. Good. Stay connected, stay engaged.
And if you listen to it through your iTunes app, you can speed Pastor Michael up. And
there you go.
You know,
can knock it out in
you can
25
knock it out
minutes.
In half or... the time. And, yeah. You know.
You get Pastor Michael
2.0. Yeah, that's right.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it. That's all right, good. So back to the message. Now that everyone knows where they can listen
that's
to
right.
it,
make sure
if
you
they
check
skipped,
it out.
Skipped church
in
on
fact,
Sunday,
pause here, go listen to it, then come
and
back.
And then come back. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I thought it was great, man. I thought you know, you did a great job of unpacking. We're in James chapter 2. Verses 1 through 13, and you opened with a really fun illustration of just showing favoritism to siblings or siblings feeling like they may have received or not received favoritism, which perhaps some of our folks can relate to that. But just moving from that into the sin of partiality and the temptation towards partiality.
Yeah, let me ask real quick, speaking of that, because I know that, Scotty, you've got a sister.
I do.
And I just want to proclaim for all to hear that your parents moved here because you're the favorite child.
Well, ironically,
is that true?
They moved here because of us. However, where they moved from was because of my sister.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
So we were the second of the moves.
Wow. So
but we'll take it.
You're the second favorite then.
So funny story. Really, really quick funny story about who might be or may not be the favorite in my family. I was leading worship one time for my dad's college group, which Michael and Janie were a part of back in the day, and leading worship for their beach retreat, which they did every January. Don't ask me why they went to the beach in January. Actually, it's because my dad's
cheap.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm leading worship, and my sister is there, and she was singing with me. Christy has a great voice, very talented. So my dad says, we are so excited to have Scott, my son, leading worship, and his sister's here as well. So she was introduced as Scott's sister.
Yeah.
Not my daughter, not, you know, Christy.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
We still give him grief over that today.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're done.
Oh, do you make
you don't
going?
Even know what I said in the message.
That's good. I took some good notes.
That's good.
I mean,
man.
You want me to keep rolling?
It's all good. We'll cast it off on Pastor Adam this time.
No, that's fine. And you know, as we did unpack this this past Sunday, you know, I think your first point was that we must recognize the natural temptation towards partiality or favoritism, and you know, whereas I think all of us would like to say, like, I don't struggle with this. I think we all do struggle with that on some sort of level. And it may not be one of those things of being intentional about it and saying, I don't like this group of people, but, and you brought this kind of up in the message of, we'll look at somebody and, you know, based on the way they're dressed or the way they talk or the way that, you know, they look, you know, they're, we'll kind of have some sort of, for better or worse, some sort of judgment upon them, and the idea of realizing that, but then saying, okay, how can I? And you brought it all together, I think, at the end of, you know, seeing every person in our community as someone that is made in God's image, and you know, this the challenge that is, I think, for all of us to be conscious of that and to welcome those in our community and welcome those that come into our church fellowship as well, that we not show favoritism or partiality in any way towards certain people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think you said this kind of without saying it. Well, I mean, you said it, but you used some illustrations and whatnot to communicate it. But really, the sin of partiality is not necessarily that we're placing others above others, which we are, but it's really more about that we're looking out for ourselves. We're looking out for, you know, the what's in it for me, you know, and we see that in our culture. Like the illustration that's found in James, you know, where you have two people come into your fellowship and one is wealthy and looks wealthy and one does not. Well, if you show the one favoritism over the other, the reason behind that would be you're trying to gain something from that. You know, even if it's subconsciously, you know, we have to be cautious of looking out for ourselves. Really, it's more about putting others before ourselves.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, especially think that's at least for me, it may be time for confession. Y'all ready for this extremely difficult living in gator country?
Right? Oh, yes.
Not like alligator country, but Florida Gator fans. Yeah. Right, yeah. So, you know, when
is that
I see.
Why you didn't go see Tim Tebow with me the other day?
It may have been. I, you know, I'm still.
Tim Tebow?
It came out. Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, what's up?
That's right. That's
where
good.
You at, Boo?
So I did. Let me pause in the midst of Boo or Bo or whatever. I had someone come up to me and have with them a Haribo. Is how you actually say it.
Yes,
that's right. Haribo.
Harambe.
Harambe. So anyway, I think it's Tebow and Haribo.
Oh,
yeah. So anyway, I figured I would do that. But listen, I mean, just perfectly transparent. When I see someone wearing the colors of blue and orange together, typically set off with a pair of jorts.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, it really, I have to check myself before I wreck
before
myself.
You, wreck
you know what I'm saying? I have to really pay attention to know that that person, as misguided and in deep need of salvation and sanctification, God still does love them.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Jesus died for them.
That's right.
And I try to proclaim the gospel of Jesus and that God's a Georgia fan, right? I mean, I, you know, just try to work through that. So guys, I just wanted to share that and kind of lay that out for our Gator fans that are listening to the podcast. Which, speaking of that, let's just be honest. The ESPN came out with their SEC top 10,
right?
And the Bulldogs are ahead of the Gators in expectation
of have the dogs
winning
the
SEC
yeah,
East.
Yes.
So We'll just go ahead and lay claim to that.
That's a lot.
Name it and claim
that's
it, baby. Name it and claim it. So it's good stuff.
We have a problem in our family of just, you know, we're not really comfortable watching the game with anyone else because my wife doesn't know how to act in public during an Alabama game.
You know, a lot of Alabama folks are like that.
That's
though.
What I hear. Yeah. That's what I hear. Yeah.
So. Folks like the characters, you know.
That's right.
I've watched with Jay before, and
was it intense?
He needs to get saved after it, usually, you know. So, I'll tell you what.
Oh man.
Let me ask just thinking through the text a little bit, because let me say this. This was a hard text to preach.
Right.
I mean, it was just it. I think in some sense because our culture is so much geared towards partiality. I mean, it really is. And for us as believers, you know, one of the things we've talked about in a number of different series that we've worked through is believers looking different from the world that's around us. And I think it's so easy for us to slip into showing partiality, showing favoritism, prejudging people on the basis of whatever that may be, and not seeing people as created in God's image, right, in need of a relationship with Him, you know. And so I think from that perspective, it's just a difficult passage because I think it has the real potential, if we're honest with ourselves and allow the Spirit to search our hearts, it brings up areas in our life where we may not think about it, and it may be subconscious, as you said earlier. And yet it's very much there in our lives, and we have to war against that and to be on guard as we seek to make an impact in the world for Christ and to see people as Jesus sees them. So anything else that stuck out to you guys that you wanted to bring up today?
From that first point or?
Any of them. Mm-hmm. We'll put them all on the table right now.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, just a great reminder that God's kingdom is so unlike our culture and what we are accustomed to. And like you said, just having to fight that, resist that temptation.
Yeah.
You know, that you made the statement that, you know, in God's kingdom, none are better than the rest. You know, there's an equal playing field, so to speak. And we have to remember that every single day to see, like you just said, to see people through God's lens, so to say.
Yeah. I think, too, you brought up about how we a lot of times will use God's grace to excuse our behavior.
Mm.
You basically made this statement that Jesus fulfilled all the law on our behalf, and how he has forgiven us, and we do have the forgiveness when we do sin, whether it be partiality or any other area of our lives. But just because we have that, we can't do whatever we want. You know, just because we believe in Jesus, you know. You kind of tail-ended that with, you know, we believe in Jesus, and that should lead to an action, which is kind of leading into what we'll be talking about next week with James, a little bit further on in chapter 2. But just, again, that idea of, and I had a friend one time, he always called it dirty grace, basically, of, you know, we've been given grace, but we dirty it up by saying, hey, you know, God's going to forgive me regardless of what I do. Mm. And that's a bad way of looking at the grace that God has given to us. But again, whether it's partiality or just any area of sin in our lives. And again, as you said just a moment ago, just the reminder of in all areas of our lives, allowing ourselves to be open to the Holy Spirit's, you know, guiding and conviction in our own lives, and, you know, that daily coming to Him and asking Him to show us areas in our lives that forgiveness and repentance needs to take place so that we can, again, become more and more like Him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, I hope that message was clear for our church to see and to understand and to seek to apply it in their lives and in the areas where maybe they are showing partiality. Maybe they don't even recognize it, you know, up until being confronted with it, you know, on Sunday, or the Spirit's work in their life, even in the last couple of days, to be able to see that and take note of it and to deal with it aggressively in their lives. So, next week we're going to dive into the next section in James, which is talking about faith and works, how both of those go together. And so it should be a good time had by all.
Yeah.
At the end of that, yeah.
You know what Rich Mullins used to say about that, don't you?
I do not.
Faith without works is about as useless as a screen door on a submarine.
Wow, that's good. Yeah. That'll preach. I may title Screen Door on the Submarine. That may be my title for
the
this
band
week.
Could open with Yellow Submarine. I mean, we could just...
I mean, wow. He has a whole song. Rich Mullins
he
has
does,
a song
yeah, that's right. That's
about
right.
That, so.
That's cool. That's good stuff right there, man. So anything else going on in church life outside of... Life groups?
Life groups.
You want to talk about that a little bit,
absolutely,
Scotty?
Absolutely. So we technically started signups yesterday, this past Sunday, and I'm really excited. We've got a few more weeks before they officially kick off on September the 10th. We decided to put them on the 10th because of Labor Day weekend, just to wait one more week. But we're asking everyone to sign up, even if you've been in a group these past few months. We still would love for everybody to sign up just so we know where people are and that they're plugged in, that they're engaging in a life group. And so within, you know, the next over the course of the next 3 weeks, you'll be hearing a lot about life groups and how to ensure that you are in a life group. And but we've added a couple groups. We've added we have two ladies groups mm-hmm. that are going to be meeting. We are one of the guys groups, which has been meeting for a little while, but we're including that in the sign up as well.
Yeah,
we're adding a baby boomer group, which I'm really excited about. And then we're adding one other kind of
boom young, those babies.
Boom those babies.
That's right.
And adding also one more kind of young families group as well.
Cool.
And so really excited to see how God moves in those.
Yeah. And my favorite name for one of our groups is the Geezers for God.
Yes. I heard you were slightly guilty in the naming process.
I may have been complicit in that. So
Geezers for
God. I originally said Seasoned Saints.
There you
and
go.
The person who leads that group said, I think it needs to be a little more edgy than that. And I said, all right, what about Geezers?
That's
and he
hilarious.
Said, how about Geezers for God? I was like, that's heaven sent right
it's,
there.
It's your group, man.
That's yeah. it. That's right. you, man.
What's great is he asked the rest of the people that had been a part of that group, and they're like, let's own that.
Yeah, there you so, go.
Let's own right. that.
That's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, excited about our life groups, and one of the things we talk about is moving from rows to circles, mm-hmm. And we want to encourage not only our adults to do that. We're taking steps also in our student ministry to make that a priority
right.
and also in our children's ministry as well so yeah. that our kids are connected and in groups too. So
yeah, we kicked off student ministry last night and had a great turnout. Had a lot of actually first-time visitors, I think, to our church even. So
awesome.
That was exciting. And, you know, one of the things, as you mentioned just a moment ago, is that we believe in relationships and making sure that students and kids have a relationship with God first and foremost, but also putting them in relationship with, you know, adults who love Jesus and, you know, like the kids and like the students. Mm-hmm. I always say that because the Bible says that we have to love everybody, but
yeah.
it's the difference when you actually like the people
that's
that
right.
you serve.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's what I had somebody that asked me that question. They said, you know, do you like to work out with people? And clearly they could see me and realize
natural.
I love to work
yeah.
out.
Natural.
Right? Natural.
Beast mode.
Anyway, so they said that.
What'd you say? You gotta get those M&Ms out of your mouth.
Yeah, sorry. So I said, well, in all honesty, if I go to the gym, I don't like people.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know that sounds yeah. really bad, but yeah. if I'm running on the treadmill or lifting weights, I'll nod.
Right.
But that's not the best right. time to catch me, which is probably not good.
Get down
good.
To business.
Yeah.
Get in, get out.
That's
get
right.
Done.
And
that's
these M&Ms, man, that's just carb loading right there. That's
yeah.
all.
That's it. Yeah. I need to get a little boost of the sugar intake so that I'd be able to really pump the weights.
My nachos today were carb loading too. Yeah. I'm just getting ready.
Exactly. But you loaded a bunch. son.
I'm telling you, that's big stuff. So, good deal. We will jump back next week with. Listen, guys, we are 2 weeks in a row.
We're on a roll, man.
So I believe we're going to set some precedents this year that will carry us into 2018. And if you are interested in supporting the podcast with snacks or, I don't know, money, you know, I mean, whatever God lays on your heart, we'll funnel any money to the building project get that going. So, there may be someone out there with an extra cool $1 million that needs to give it to the Lord. And that's right. We'd invite you to do that.
And you said yesterday, I mean, if they want the building named after him, we can.
You know, I may catch some flack on that from some people, but I thought, man, I've always seen situations where strings are attached to large gifts like that. And so
I had a certain member of the finance team behind me when you said that, and her comment was, when you said, you know, and strings are attached, she said, well, it depends on what strings.
I'm
like, yes, it does.
That's it. Yes, it does. If the strings are, you keep preaching the Bible.
There you go.
But we'll make that happen.
We'll make it happen.
We'll do it. So. All right. Well, thanks for joining us for episode 21, The Total Eclipse of Beyond the Sermon. Catch you next week.
This is you if you didn't get your eclipse glasses in time, like me.
Blinded by the light. There we go.
Sing it, Reed. Who sings that?
Manfred Manns.
Oh.
Earth Manns.
Nice.
There we go.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Later.